beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Accomplish those things that you would have us to do. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and me, eternal God, now and forever. Amen.
And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth.
And Jesus, knowing her thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick with palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw him, they marveled, and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. So far, we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I have been one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together worship and glorify, who speak by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and another for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 428. Please be seated. In this morning's Gospel, We have three things that stand out very clear. There are three miracles. Number one, the miracle of the Holy Spirit working faith in the hearts of four men who carried their paralyzed friend to Christ. And of course, the faith of the paralytic himself. Number two, the miracle of the forgiveness of the man's sins, the most precious of all blessings. And number three, the actual healing of the man's paralyzed limbs by the great physician himself, Jesus the Christ. Faith, forgiveness, and healing. What a trilogy of divine power, divine grace, and divine blessing. We are told that no one can say that Jesus Christ is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. In this morning's gospel, we have five persons, five friends, four with solid limbs and one physically crippled, but all declaring, Jesus is Lord. The four friends in our gospel, they were on a mission of mercy. They were motivated to bring their crippled friend to the friend of sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the compassion that they felt in their hearts for this unfortunate friend. But behind this was a miracle. The miracle worked by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, worked a miracle without which no one can enter into the kingdom of God. Faith in God is both a gift of God and a miracle performed by God. Now, to define faith sometimes is a little difficult. But putting it simple, faith is simply knowledge and trust. In terms of our four friends who are able to make, in terms of the four friends in our gospel, it means exactly that. We know that this Jesus can do mighty works that no ordinary human being can do. We agree that this Jesus, who is able to make even the wind stop on the Sea of Galilee, obey him, must be the very incarnation of Almighty God. Consequently, because he can control the forces of nature, he most certainly can control the sickness of our crippled man, our crippled friend. And of course, he is willing to do it. He is the one who so loved this friend and all of us that he came to give his life as a ransom for us. And surely he will, with his life, give us all things. And therefore, faith lays hold of what Christ has promised in relation to our salvation. Now, all of us have been instructed and confirmed in the teachings of the Christian religion. And we have declared before God that we have learned that what we have learned is true. But so often we lack trust, confidence, and conviction that in Christ we have the forgiveness of a gracious God, that this truth is really for us. But it is. Because our Lord offered himself as the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world, he also is our hope in every burden, every problem, and every sorrow. Now, you and I may count a little in an age which regards life so cheap. But in our Lord's sight, we are his own, and we are worth more than the entire world, and are therefore constantly guarded by his protecting love. Now, we have been purchased with the highest price ever paid, his suffering and death in our place, and by faith we have become his beloved. There is nothing that happens to us without his permission and blessing. Let me repeat that. There is nothing that happens to us without his permission and with his blessing. Every sorrow that the believer suffers is sanctified, so that the affliction is part of the divine plan for our spiritual strengthening and our ultimate happiness. You take Christ out of our lives, and the world becomes ruled by cruelty and terror. But keeping our eyes rooted to that cross, we realize that all things must work together for good to those who love God. Because in his Son Christ, we find strength for the tempted, truth for the doubted, victory for the defeated, life for the dying. For he is our one and only hope, our one and our only help. But more than that, it is the greatest miracle that the Spirit of Truth, our Comforter, will guide us into all truth and will work in us and work for us. Now, do we always appreciate the greatest miracle that the Holy Spirit gives us? Probably not. When we stand up and confess our faith according to the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the forgiveness of sins, we are saying, in effect, I believe in the miracle of God's forgiveness. I believe that I can get this forgiveness only as a gift from the risen Christ, my Lord, the Son of God, the Son of Man. Martin Luther, and I've mentioned this before, but it's just so important. Martin Luther, he was a member of the Augustine cloister, and he was burdened by his sin. You know, Martin Luther was a great theologian, but he was a little crazy too. They even hated to see him come to the confessional booth because he'd be in the confessional booth for hours, and the priest would try to dodge Luther when he came into the confessional booth. But anyway, he would go around lamenting his sins. My sins, my sins, my sins. But how wonderfully good God was to give Luther a wise spiritual counselor in Prior Stoppas, who said to him, "Brother Martin, do you not confess every day in chapel, I believe in the forgiveness of sins?" Well, Luther said, "Yes." And then Stoppas said, "Then believe it." Sin is our greatest enemy. God's forgiveness is our greatest blessing. There is no greater blessing, no greater miracle than the forgiveness of sins. For God has made Christ to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So once again, faith, forgiveness, and healing. As true believers, we have all three of these great blessings. Let us thank the Lord that the greatest of all miracles has been performed on us, and that is firm and trusting faith in the forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us, be here with us this morning, and extend itself into the joy of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Silent prayer. based upon what your need is at this particular moment. Jesus Christ, to call some of the all the labor and are relating to refresh them and give rest into his soul, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly peace that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to the damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase the love and hope, and after this life grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thy own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Oh.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
pardon and glory be to you.
Thank you.
Take a deep. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given in death for all our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thee and in firm love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.